ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It is 11/6/2020. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Very interesting. We talked yesterday about the alerts being up with all the planes being up. Military aircraft over the United States, and I know that Hal Turner has reported some of that, and I've had a lot of people send me information who are watching all of the planes and all the things. But my first order of business tonight is this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Last night we prayed for the Cold War warrior. The Cold War warrior is come home out of the hospital and is starting to do much better. So I thank you all for praying last night, and I thank the Lord Jesus for coming down and touching him and bringing him back to his home. So thank the Lord Jesus for all of that, and our Father in heaven. Now, apparently there is an Iranian 747 that was carrying a large amount of missiles to be taken from Iran to Venezuela. Now, for those of you who listen a long time, you know that Venezuela bought a large amount of Russian military hardware back in the days of Chavez. And you also recall when old Hawk told you about La Orquilla, the island that's the presidential island off the coast, and saying that there were Russian subs up underneath it in the old Nazi sub pens, okay? And lo and behold, at the time, if you recall, the U.S. Navy sort of had a plane that drifted over La Orquilla, I guess the next night after I talked about it on air. And the word was that the air bases or the air traffic control of Venezuela said, U.S. Navy aircraft, do you need assistance to be steered back in international airspace? So they were looking down on that, and they found, from what I understand, they did find the sub pen underneath that island. So the Russians have been down there for quite some time, and the Russians have port facilities and stuff there and ability. The Red Chinese have deals with the Venezuelans as well. And now the Iranians coming in, well, that's quite interesting in and of itself. The Iranians back Biden, okay? But one of the possibilities is, if they're taking missiles down there that are their own, or they could be taking Chinese missiles down there, using being the proxy of China or of Russia, they could be taking more Russian missiles down there. But the fact is that Venezuela is a quick flight, although with the hypersonic, the hypersonic missiles, you can get anywhere from anywhere, boop, 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 quick, lickety split, so to speak. Quick, veet. And hit the U.S., a coastal city or something in a couple minutes. Of course, you've always had the Russian submarines off the coast, and now Red Chinese submarines off the coast, the West Coast. All up and down, various places, and the East Coast, and the Gulf Coast. And people say, well, they've been there for years. People used to track them, and they always lay offshore, and they lay off at about the 12-mile limit. And so that is something that, if they want to, they can launch on us and in less than a couple minutes hit most targets in the United States. So that's always been the case, okay, for quite some time. Now, the U.S. apparently has been put after these Iranian missiles were discovered with apparently covert sensing devices in Tunisia as it landed, apparently for refueling. And the covert intel people may have scanned it with certain types of equipment and reported back to the Pentagon. So anyway, so what the heck we got going is quite frankly, this is a 747 cargo plane, Iranian airline, allegedly Kishem Fars Air. And that is the one that used to fly every day to Chavez. And I can remember when they took him a nuclear weapon back about 2005 or somewhere in that time frame. And they took that weapon there. And as you recall, that weapon was taken out into a jungle area. And that then was then U.S. Special Ops came in and took out that group that was taking that close to the Colombian border. They were going to launch something or blow it in Colombia. And that in that jungle setting, that Special Ops of the United States went in and bop, bop, and took that thing out and grabbed it. Probably the MMV. Mighty Men of Valor. But all kind of aircraft are up in the United States. We talked about the X kind of a thing. They're going to the corners. And then that all makes sense because if they're at Threat Con Delta because of this, and that's talking about an immediate area of bases and things like that. Now, that could be allegedly based around Iran. Maybe in Israel or maybe in Iraq or maybe, you know, somewhere else in the Middle East or even in Europe. But it could also mean bases inside the United States. So at Threat Con Delta applies to immediate area where a terrorist attack has occurred or when intelligence has been received that the terrorist action against a specific location or person is likely. It's declared at a localized condition. But apparently, with this thing in the air, after Tunisia and it got checked and scanned down there, literally apparently within minutes of that, United States military forces worldwide, according to Hal Turner, were ordered to a condition set, DEPCON 3, defense readiness condition, okay? And then that basically would tell you why. At DEFCON 3, basically the description is an increase in force readiness above that required for normal readiness. Air Force ready to about mobilize in 15 minutes. So if they got a lot of stuff up and they got the tankers up, filling them up, and they have, let's say, B-52s up over Oklahoma City, and they have that kind of stuff, and tankers going up. You got E-6Bs and different stuff that flew out of different bases in the center of the United States and flew around Knoxville and flew out to the East Coast. And so you got all kind of stuff up there ready to go to war or to be on the alert so that things incoming can be detected. So there's a strong possibility, you see, that the Iranians may be trying to take advantage of the chaos of the elections, and they think we'll be hesitant or unable to attack because of internal political turmoil. And or they're getting ready to strike U.S. bases in the Middle East or inside the United States. So, if that's the case, I would say this. Will the Joint Chiefs of Staff take an order from President Trump? Who knows? Esper was ready to resign. Then somebody told him you better not resign quite yet. And I think Trump should fire Esper. Trump should fire William P. Barr. William P. Barr should be fired. Ray Ray should be fired. And I hope that President Trump does not put Bodie Bowditch in, the number two man, in to take it over, that he appoints somebody else right off the bat. Somebody from down in the, a little bit further down in the ranks, who is a good guy. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but what I suspect is we're ready to go to war. Not necessarily President Trump's idea, but it would be very ironic and just really kind of ironic if he did do it. And the fact is that I could see all kind of scenarios out that, but really we're getting ready for the Gog Magog war in the Middle East. Ezekiel 38:39, but you see, like I read last night, the second part of Ezekiel 38, and the Lord says, and it shall also come to pass. Remember, I read that last night. You go up to the wall of the, I'm just going to read it right now because that's the easier way to do it. And that way I don't paraphrase it incorrectly. I just read it. All right. Let's see, Ezekiel, there we go right there. And you've got problems here where you say, oh, let's see, that's wrong. There we go. Ezekiel, there's Ezekiel 38. Thus saith the Lord God, this is verse 10 of Ezekiel 38, after he's talked about the Gog Magog war and all of them going to go against Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, and that dwell in the midst of the land. So now we've got big storms in Montana and in Alaska and coming on down, where it was summer yesterday, and now it's got feet of snow going into the mountains and going to be like 40 below in Alaska and all of that. Well, that also kind of freezes up some of the dew line, doesn't it? Freezes up the defense early warning is what they called it then, but now it could also be called maybe the direct energy weapon line. But it takes a lot of weather in there, and it creates problems in Alaska, which is right up near where the Russians have been doing their drills in the Arctic and sending all the stuff down, you see. And I talked to you last night about in northwest Texas there, where the Wi-Fi wasn't working, the internet wasn't working, and some of the cell phones and all that stuff, and how there was like a massive amount of electromagnetic energy over that area. You could see it on the MIMIC, the University of Wisconsin, MIMIC, interactive maps. And I was just telling you that quite frankly could be somebody energizing up to either make a virtual heads-up target display, 3D, three-dimensional, using the aluminum oxide or little chap of aluminum or the barium oxide, and then illuminating it or electromagnetically charging it. That could also be used to block our communications as well. And then there is a loony balloon up there in the Gulf of Mexico, and I'm going to tell you, that could quite frankly be helping to steer that storm right into Florida and into the Gulf Coast. Planes have been taking off everywhere. I've been hearing everything about them. So we could probably be ready to go to war in the world. At the same time, we're getting ready to go to war in terms of the Civil War. And did you hear the stuff that it just makes me just angry? And I'm angry if you haven't noticed. Old Hawk is not happy. So it's just real especially interesting. Really interesting. Let me see if I've got it right here. Okay. Well, apparently they're compiling lists of Trump supporters, you see. And Ocasio-Cortez and all these different people. Left-wing Democrats and Never Trump Republicans appealed Friday for assistance in compiling lists of Trump supporters so they could be held accountable for supporting President Donald Trump after the election. Democratic Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, if anybody is archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future, I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future. Michael Simon described himself as a former staff member of Barack Obama's administration, replied in the affirmative, linked to what he called the Trump Accountability Project. Every administrative staffer, campaign staffer, bundler, lawyer who represented him, everyone, and that would be anybody who gave money to Trump at all. The database at the site also includes a list of federal judges appointed by the president. Others also tweeted to announce the project. Jennifer Rubin, Washington Post columnist and Never Trumper, tweeted that anyone challenging the 2020 election results should not only be disqualified from holding public office, but ostracized from society. Any Republican now promoting rejection of an election or calling it for not follow the will of the voters or making baseless allegations of fraud should never serve an office, join a corporate board, find a faculty position, or be accepted in a polite society. She tweeted, we have a list. She's a Washington Post columnist. Prior to the election, some left-wing commentators called for South Africa-style Truth and Reconciliation Commission for Trump supporters. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you also see, let's see, I know that there is all the Hollywood types, all the big stars and stuff, sensing a Biden victory. Democrats, this is from Now the End Begins. Sensing a Biden victory, Democrats in D.C. and Hollywood begin calling all Trump supporters to be arrested and burned to death. Do you start to get it now? Are you starting to get where they're going with it? That this is not a normal type election? Do you understand now why we talked about and have talked about for years on air, and Brother Quayle for years on air, about being prepared? Democrats, they like to tell you how they're the party of peace and diversity, but that's all bull crap. They're nothing more than radical socialists or communists, Marxists, and they hate you. And they hate you so bad that you got to see communists compile the enemies lists. Now, here it is right here. Rapper Iggy Azalea allegedly took to social media to express hatred where President Donald Trump telling her 7.7 million Twitter followers that if you like him, I hate you too. The Democrats are smelling a Joe, China Joe, Biden win. And they're probably right unless the Lord steps in and changes the current course. But now here's the deal. Here's one thing that right here, this comes from the devil, believe me. Actress and singer Janelle Monáe went on a rant where she lambasted the nearly 70 million Americans who voted for President Donald Trump in the election. Monáe said that every person who supported President Trump should burn. And in a now-deleted tweet, Monáe shared a photo on Twitter of her giving the middle finger in a selfie with the caption, F Donald Trump and every American citizen, celebrity, white woman, black man, etc., who supported this, supported him, they should burn. Okay? Here's another one. Ocasio-Cortez. Trump supporters must be rounded up for immediate cataloging. Okay? And the Transition Integrity Project, which apparently is Operation Overthrow, apparently George Soros funded the Transition Integrity Project, has planned a place to remove Trump from office whether he wins or not. Trump must be arrested. Trump must be moved and arrested tonight, Keith Olbermann declared on Twitter. Gripped by a paranoid delusion, threatening nation safety, this can't wait any longer. Olbermann, who recently left ESPN to launch his own anti-Trump YouTube channel, and incidentally, they got him on there, but they kicked Doug Hagman off. And on Thursday, by mocking President Karen for yelling at the manager over the Trump campaign's claims of the election fraud, Trump supporters must be hated and isolated. Rapper Ziggy Azalea, okay? Oh, man. Facebook censors pro-Trump election group. Facebook has censored Stop the Steal, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you straightforward one more time. Are you listening out there? Sharpen your K-bars. Load your magazines. Make sure you got a clean rifle, shotgun, or handgun. Make sure your blades are sharp. Put your broken-in boots with the good insulation and pads in the bottom and by the door. Get your level 4 or 3 or 3A body armor out and have it ready. Get your helmet ready. Have your rucksacks, your house load, and your bike load, have them ready to go. And I'm going to tell you, you need 10 to 12 magazines ready and full and ready to go. Because this thing, when it pops, and years ago, Brother Quayle was quoting a guy, and I forget the guy's name. And that guy told Steve, he said, way back when in the mid-90s, said, when the blood starts to flow in America in the Civil War, it is going to keep flowing and flowing and flowing till Lord Jesus returns. So if they're going to come to round you up, they're going to come to your home, they're going to come into your neighborhood, your place of business, then I'm going to tell you what. If Froggy comes a-courting, then gig the frog. If Froggy comes a-courting, then gig the frog. And to my old buddy Witt, who likes to hear me sing, I'm just a good old rebel, I guess, don't you see? I know what's happening, it might be gorilla for me. I don't know if you've been told, but Jesus loves you so. And I'm not going anywhere because it is the true CIC's call. And nobody gonna get me till Jesus says it's so. And I'm going to tell you what, put on the full armor of God. And put on that full armor, God. Put on your level 4 vest and get ready to rock and roll against evil. Protect your home. Protect your family. Protect your Bill of Rights. Protect your property, your car, whatever. And I'm going to tell you, if you lose your life on this earth and you're with Jesus and Lord Jesus is with you, then you will have everlasting life with them in heaven. And if they're going to come to try to collect you and kind of bring you, and that's what they're going to try to do, or maybe in this interim time, Iran might take a try. Also, I told you the other night I had the background information from somebody was told, and the person that told me, I trust, they were told from deep background source that Red China was ready to go if Trump was doing a big landslide on election night. And that because the Russians said, no, don't do that. Wait a little bit. The timing ain't right. Because, see, the Russians would have known more that the fix probably was in. And how do they do this fix? How do they steal all these votes? Part of the answer is with flash drives. When I heard this the other night about the votes are on the flash drive, you see, then I figured to myself, well, you know, that's what the CIA's Operation Scorecard. Flash drives provided. They put the votes on there. They plug it into the central computer at the downtown, you know, count office, and bingo, this thing up in the one town, up there in Michigan, in a smaller town, it flipped a third of the votes, approximately 6,000, went from Trump, and then that Senator James, John James, and flipped them for Biden, and then the other guy, Peters. And then that same software is used in about 47 counties in Michigan. Those all got to be recounted. But you see, we might have something developed that destroys the timeline and all of that. If you've got Tacomo planes and stuff up, and if you got all kind of stuff going on, and you got all kind of bombers up and ready to go, and if you got scenarios where allegedly nuclear weapons are being loaded on stuff in the U.S., then quite frankly, we could be going to go to war. And in the midst of that, a lot of things could then happen, could they not? And then I'll tell you what, they could take out then the power grid. And then we go into total darkness. And then you pop in the Chinese, the Russian Spetsnaz, the cartel boys, the Muslims, the Iranians, all the other Muslim type of ISIS and Al-Qaeda's and Muslim Brotherhoods and all the different type of groups. You get all of it going, the BLM and the Antifa and all the Marxist groups. And they start to then go wild weasel in all the cities, the small towns, and even in the rural areas. And there won't be any telephone. There won't be any cell phone. There won't be any internet. There will not be any ATMs, no banks open. The only thing that will work is anything that's defended. You won't have gas pumps, all right, unless you got something out on the farm that's not electric. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Another thing that you might want to get is siphon. A siphon hose with the little hand pump. So you don't have to use it and do it the old-fashioned way and get gasoline in your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are serious. And these stupid Republicans, they should have had all of this stuff right up front. And then the Israeli minister, thank you, my old buddy Crazy Horse. The Israeli minister warns of war in the Middle East when Biden comes in. If Biden wins, okay? That was posted up at Infowars.com, okay? So this election is only part of it. This thing is much bigger, you see. Much bigger. Now, somebody had a dream about the upcoming, the possibility of a prominent Christmas. Brother Quayle and I talked about this the other day in the morning, and we were talking about how we recalled. I remember one time when there was a supposedly tanks. Well, it wasn't supposedly. There were tanks on the street in Des Moines, Iowa, and that there was discussions back then in the 90s when people were talking about maybe at Thanksgiving they were going to come and take out the red lists. The red lists of patriots and Christians who were specifically strong and vocal and prepared, or were maybe in a group or a militia or on the radio or on, the internet, or writing books or what have you. The old Spotlight newspaper back in those days, all of that stuff. And that was during the time of the preparedness expos. And I can remember sitting up, locked and loaded, baby. Full battle kit on many a holiday night. Little coffee, little snake bite juice just to take the chill off, and sitting right there, ready to gig the frog. If Froggy came a court. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. You better watch out, and you better not treat this as any kind of a normal time. Like you can debate somebody and you're sitting out at a restaurant. And incidentally, we're hearing more and more about that. If you have the governor of Oregon is talking about locking down certain counties and closing this and closing that. And then I've heard from a deep background in Colorado that in certain counties, maybe around, maybe somewhere around Colorado Springs and different areas in those areas, where they're talking about another lockdown maybe coming soon. You remember back months and months and months and months ago, I told you about deep background sources that talked about the red COVID-19 badges. They're still in play in certain counties in Colorado. But these flash drives that the CIA use, that's how they upload the software that takes over the computer covertly, you see, and then changes all the votes. Goes from Trump to Biden, Trump to Biden, the big steal. That's part of it. And then when you just bring in all these ballots, now we've got this information from different people, and this Dr. Steve Pachenik, who used to run the art room for the NSA. He did the psychological work, and he did the stuff that he would analyze somebody from a foreign country and then advise how the intelligence and the military might act against that person to cause certain events to happen or to take them out or whatever it might be. But in terms of that, I guess Dr. Pachenik is talking about that they coded some kind of a watermark, and I still am not sure about this personally, a watermark or the printer that they use when they stick the ballot in and it runs through, and there's two or three of these companies that produce these things now, that it gives some kind of a mark on it and identifies the mark and where it came from, and you can identify that all up and down the line, okay? What precinct it came from, how it was counted, all the different things. And that apparently, or allegedly, that all of this information could be gleaned and provided to William P. Barr at the DOJ, And then maybe he could get old Bull Durham. Bull Durham is bullshit to investigate it, you know? Or maybe he could bring the newly happy Rod Rosenstein, who they let off the hook. He could take over the thing. Maybe Alyssa Comey and Mueller, they could investigate it, right? I'm telling you, last night, I'll tell you again tonight, the person, by not proceeding with indictments where all the information was sitting right there, John Solomon and that other, that really good woman, I forget her name, that used to be on with Hannity and all those guys, and Greg Jarrett and Bongino and Judge Jeanine and all these people had this information down to the T, how many times the felonies, what they did, the conspiracies, all of the things to commit a coup d'etat against the sitting, duly sitting president, Donald J. Trump, and that because William P. Barr, who also covered up as the CIA's alleged CIA lawyer, Robert Johnson, when he shut down the Whitewater stuff and the Operation Centaur Rose and Jade Gate in Arkansas, and covered up for the murders and all that junk, or some of them, because there was others that happened later, and moved that operation to Mexico, all right? And that's where Terry Reid, who I have met over the years a number of times and talked to about it, and I've read his book. If you've never read the book, Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, you should read that book if you still have any time to do so, because that will give you a lot of information about the current world and where we came from not long ago. You might also read The Mafia and George Bush by Pete Brewton, B-R-E-W-T-O-N. You might read that. You might also read The Politics of Heroin, CIA Complicity in the Global Drug Trade. If you read that, Greg Jarrett's book, The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. I mean, if you can read this stuff and understand it, you'll start to get where you're at. And you'll see this is no longer the old days. The old days. So regardless on this watermark and all this stuff, I don't foresee William P. Barr doing Jack Doodley squat. And if maybe Trump ordered him to do it, if he wouldn't do it, then he fired him. And if Ray Ray won't offer up the stuff, and then they declassify President Trump and his office, declassify and publish in its entirety all of the information about the coup d'etat against him and who was involved and what they did and whatever is known, and publish it. Publish all of the information about China Joe Biden and Hunter and Jim Biden, allegedly, and all those allegedly involved in taking billions and trillions and billions and millions from the Red Chinese, from Burisma in Ukraine, from Romania, allegedly, from the wife of the oligarch or mayor of Moscow. So if it's an isotope, an ink, or whatever the heck it is, it don't make any difference, because I don't think Barr will do Jack Doodley. So then it comes up to the thing, just like the Biden deal, you see. If CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC, and all the other smaller regular mainline networks don't publish it, and if Twitter and Facebook and all of that and Google don't allow you to even use the term or search it or post it up in a thing, did anything ever happen? Probably not. But we got to back up here on this stuff, and if there is a future, if this thing doesn't go real quick and we see Lord Jesus coming before too long, if we, and it could be several years, you got a tribulation, probably 3.5 years. Has it started or is it about to start? You'd better prepare and continue to prepare food, water, water purification. It's going to get cold, I think. I think we might see some lights go out and heat go out. And you know, Biden's going to get rid of the oil industry and the natural gas industry. And all the fools on Wall Street are just betting up a storm, and they think that the Senate is going to keep it up. Well, suppose the Democrats and the Lucys pour into the coffers, including the Chinese and the Iranians. Suppose they pour in $300-500 million to bet on the Democratic senators in Georgia, and then you've got the Senate, the House, and the presidency. They remove the filibuster, they take, get rid of all that stuff, and then whatever AOC's talking about, these different people are talking about, they're going to come and round up Trump supporters and burn them. Put them in camps. Ordo ab chaos. Out of the chaos will come their order, you see. Commissar Kamala. Commissar Kamala and China Joe own lock, stock, and Delaware barrel of chemicals by Red China. So the CIA using flash drives and all of that kind of stuff and providing them to the nice little county clerks and all that kind of stuff. They're counting the ballots. The election commissioners. Well, I think if I was President Trump, you could, they're urging him, you know, Romney and Osborne, just concede and for the good of the country and all that stuff. The good of the country now lies, I believe, in revealing the corruption of this nation that has been in extant for so long. Brother Quayle, excuse me, Brother Quayle used to talk about how the Lord had showed him that before all of it would start, the tribulation, everything, that the sins and the total corruption of the United States government, intelligence, military, judicial branch, executive branch, legislative branch, all of the corruption in America would be revealed. So let's maybe time to do that. On the other hand, you see, President Trump has got a will. He would like to live and have his families to be able to live without a problem or to worry about the Dallas Dealey Plaza JFA crap, JFK crap, or the JFK Jr. with the pressurized, bomb in his plane that blew him, scattered him all over the Atlantic. You know, back in the old days, I talked to, and I think I told you this probably the first year I was on air, I talked to somebody who worked for his magazine in person at a certain period of time, which was not related to any of that, but it happened to be at the time where the plane went down, and that person told me that he knew the story and was going to reveal it in his magazine. What was it called? George, wasn't it? He was going to reveal who killed his father and all of that stuff and put the whole nine yards out there. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, striking blows against the Lucifer and his shins and his up against the side of his head as best I can, striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and warning, secondarily warning the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see about what is to come and how you might prepare for it. Got to keep Old Hawk in the game. any assistance is most needed and welcome. And God bless all those. California and different places all over. From B and E and B and all the different places. From the old Mars Hill gang, from all the different groups, all the different people. From Nebraska, from South Carolina. You know, you want to be kind down there in South Carolina because those people are real nice. Anything most needed, welcome. FRNs, a little bit of silver, a bit of gold, whatever it might be, are the easiest. A check, okay, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And to all those of sending the widow's mite, those are the best of all because it's just unbelievable to me. Now I would tell you also, go up to stevequayle.com and you can get the DVD set of The Final Warning. That would be a good way of doing it. You get the DVDs, order them up, you click on The Final Warning, get the DVDs. You can still register to watch it on the Vimeo, but I would get you the DVDs and so you can bring them to your house, sit there and watch them and have everybody in your family watch them like for a movie night. But I will tell you tonight, movie nights would not be bad. Tonight would be Mel Gibson, The Patriot. Another one that would be real good might be Terminator, you see. Another one that might be real good would be Red Dawn. Another one that might be good and interesting for you to look at would be some of the better Jesse James movies or Outlaw Josie Wales, you see. Another one for small group action that's a good thing is Zulu, where the outpost there in Africa, when old Zulu and his people, the Zulu, Shaka Zulu and his troops came against the Welsh and English units at the outpost there in South Africa, after the Zulu had killed the big column, and they fought those guys there, and it's Michael Caine is one of the officers, and I forget the other officer, but get Zulu, because I'm going to tell you some Zulu, Zulu, and it shows you all kind of stuff, and the lessons to be learned are how to fight and how to defend a position. How to mark your distances. They did it with painted rocks and stuff. How to marshal their supplies. How to use other things to make barriers and fighting positions. And then how, when your back is against the wall, to get mad dog mean and volley fire they used on them. And they fought to win and they held out. And the Zulu respected him and let him go and walked on away. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, and all you veterans out there, we're getting ready to go to Veterans Day. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people out there who remember all of that because, like the Cold War warrior told me today, while he talked to the people at the VA hospital where he had gone to, even some of the doctors, he said, it is so terrible when you went thousands of miles away to fight against the communists, and now the communists are taking over in the United States. Let me also tell you something that you can get with Brother Quail. If you need, and if you've got all of your preps done, and you'd like to get some silver or some gold or platinum or whatever it might be, stevequail.com, you can click on it, Renaissance Precious Metals, or you can call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. When you get them, if you get Daryl, the office manager, or Tyler, Steve's son, or if you get Steve or somebody else, you tell them, old Hawk sent you. Hawk sent you and told you to get you some gold or silver or to buy the DVDs. Now, we got a report from our missionary friends, and this ties in with the Vietnam and also in Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, the Shan states. French Indochine, if you know what I mean. And we had the project where they were the Nunemakers. Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, who are originally from Pennsylvania, but now live in France. In Montreux, France. And they have been having a missionary, a mission with the mountain peoples, which speak all kind of different languages but are in the mountains and the jungles of French Indochine, you see. Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, that whole area, Burma, the whole bit. And here I'm getting feedback on the mic right now I'm getting feedback. So anyway, I'll just keep going here. I don't know where that feedback's coming from. But here's the deal. If the satellite uplink office can hear me, the other show is bleeding into me. The other show is bleeding into me and taking me out of the box. I'm going to keep talking loud so maybe somebody can hear me over that. But there is a place you can go. We've been sending money into them, and they've been given Bibles. Bibles have been given to these people in their own dialect. It's a songbook. If somebody can stop the bleeding in of the other show or channel, if somebody can stop that at the satellite uplink league, or if it's somebody in a intelligence world, then the heck with you. But I'm going to keep going. I don't know if I'm still on or what I am, but let me tell you this. If you would like to still contribute to hungry new believers in the mountainous tribal areas that are eagerly would like to own their own copy of the Bible in their own language, or to get a songbook with it, if you will send any kind of amount of money to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, USA. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Put money in a check, make it for the Bible Project, Nunemaker, 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 Bible Project. If anybody is at the satellite uplink office, the other show or whatever channel, it's bleeding onto my channel. I hope I'm bleeding onto theirs too. I hope they're bleeding onto theirs too. But you're interrupting my show here tonight. Well, it's just crazy. I mean, it's not good areas. I mean, obviously, all these killings that you see in Baltimore, I mean, literally, they're every single. So I don't know what's going on. I may not be on the air at all. But I'm going to continue for another couple of minutes. I'm hearing the other show in this mic. Well, so here we got to go, you know. I'm going to tell you what, if you have not repented of your sins to the Lord Jesus, then repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart.
All right,
and be your Savior.
Have a good weekend. Love you.
Ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior. And I will tell you what, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. You'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. So, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why I'm getting the bleed through from another microphone somewhere, but I'm getting it. So I'll stay on the air. But remember, I was telling you, it looks like Colorado is going to be another lockdown possibly coming soon. They're already announcing it in Oregon. The governor is. You know that Chicago's locking down again, Illinois, that it's going to be, and they're going to lock you down. So you'd better go to the grocery store tonight. They're already in Texas and different places. They're trying to tell people that they cannot buy any more than a little bit of toilet paper at a time. You'd better start to stock up on food, water, toilet paper, paper, towels, soap, all the different things, the cleaning supplies that you might need. I would also get unscented Clorox bleach that you can use with maybe 10 or 12 drops in a gallon of water, perhaps to purify it. And I'm going to say this, that missionary over in Indochina are doing a marvelous job, and they're still in France, but they have ways of getting the Bibles produced, and they're being taken out into the highlands. And I've seen the picture of the people receiving them, and it is so gratifying to see, because these people are hungry for the Lord, our Father in heaven, and for Lord Jesus. And you know what? There's a whole lot of guys I knew that bought with the Montagnards, you know? Go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. You get firearms and ammunition. You get all proofed up and ready to go. If this dance wants to start, Froggy wants to come aboard, you'll know what to do. Now, Bandanga Rangers, I know, buddy. Mickey LaFleur, you got great optics and you got that. Rico and Thomas, keep your physical regimen going and have the old man show you how to do some jiu-jitsu karate and how to throw a punch. And be ready, guys. And all of you out there, may Lord Jesus protect you, install you, and provide with super abundance.